hope and pray each one of you got your little Baptist nap this afternoon. You know, I snuck a little one in, not a big one, I snuck a little one, but I'm getting smart. I set the alarm. Yes, I do set the alarm. Because my wife has a tendency to want to sleep in. Not that I want to pick on my wife or anything like that. I love her dearly. She's a good woman. But, you know, she gets to sleep in life. She's back there shaking her head. I'm going to need a place to stay tonight. Brother Brian, would you please open our service with a word of prayer?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for bringing us all back here tonight, Lord. Thank you so much for being able to be in church. We thank you for this church, Lord, and all the brothers and sisters that make up the body here. Lord, we're thankful for Pastor being back with us and his family. Lord, thank you for getting him back here safely. Lord, we pray that you would just bless this service tonight, Lord. Bless all that's said. Lord, bless the time of singing. Lord, may it just move our hearts. I pray that these songs would just help us to think about you, Lord, and what you've done for us, Lord, and that it would just stir us tonight. Bless the time of fellowship afterwards, Lord. Help us to just have a good time chatting, Lord, and just spending time with the brothers and sisters here in this church. Lord, again, I just thank you, Lord, for Ray Street Baptist Church. Lord, and I just pray that you would move in this service, Lord. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. If you would, please turn in your hymnal this evening to 480, song number 480, Footsteps of Jesus. And I'd invite you to please stand. Let's sing together. Song 480, Footsteps of Jesus. If you can't stand, please stay seated.
Says, praise you the Lord, praise God in the sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with timbrel and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and organs, praise him upon the loud cymbals, praise him upon the high sounding cymbals, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's what I'd like to do this evening. As we do this song service, as you pick songs out, as we pick them out and as we sing them, Let's make sure we're singing them out to God and glorifying our Savior for what He's done for us this evening, because He's worthy. Let us praise His name. Amen. So if you weren't here this morning, the only announcements I have is that, Lord willing, we're going to start that brief Bible study Tuesday from 6 to 7. All are welcome. Even if you haven't signed up, you can come on out if you want to. Labor Day picnic this Saturday at 12, same park, except this time we have the big pavilion. And then, Lord willing, this Thursday, public outreach again from 6 to 7. If you're interested in coming out, we'd love to have you out there. Heard good things the last 2 weeks of those that were out there. So if you can't make it, please pray for us during those hours, that God will just bless His word as it goes forth, and that He would be honored and glorified. Amen.
All right. By the way, I was remiss. I forget. Nancy, it's good to see you. You had Pat and I worried. We were all worried about you being sick. And so I'm glad to see you here tonight. It really is a blessing to me that you've come this evening. Now, what we're going to do is, tonight's the fifth Sunday of the month, so we're going to have a singspiration time, a period of where you get to pick your favorite song, and we get to sing. Now, we won't stand on every song. We'll sit with some, stand on others. If you want to run around, run around. But let's just praise God. Now, I'm going to ask you, though, if you pick a song, I'm going to change the rules up just a little bit. I want you to give a testimony or a praise. What's God doing in your life? What's He done for you? You know, when did you get saved? Anything along those lines. You know, because that goes along with praising God. There's nothing I like hearing better than a good testimony. Amen? How somebody can say, praise God, I love to hear that. Or if you just have a praise, what God's done for you. Maybe He's answered prayers. Maybe He's blessed you. So please, please, please. So, who'd like to be first? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my song is When the Love Shines, and
Page 331. When love shines in. All right, if you want to stand, please stand. We'll all stand and sing this Lisa's first one together.
When love shines in, when love shines in, when love.
God. Listen, please be seated. We'll let you sit on this next song. We'll have you up and down and up and down. You know, maybe we'll have you lay down a while. You didn't give a testimony. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. Well, the last part of this song, which is joy and peace to others bringing, will love shines in. And that's my testimony, because God, first of all, I just want to praise God for the pastor.
Amen. Okay? Amen.
And second of all, I want to praise God for the word.
Amen.
And third, I want to praise God because the word is being rightly divided here at Grace Street Baptist Church. And the suggestions to stay in the Bible and read the Bible and get a hold of God's word. And since then, I have really been diving into the meat of God's word. And because of it, God has given me joy and peace. And he's given me a love for other people like Amen. Never before. Even my co-workers, the Lord has just given me a great joy and a great love for others. And my job is crazy, and lots of drama at my job, but, you know, the Lord showed me this week because I, you know, follow his word and try to humble myself under the power of the Holy Spirit, God has showed me that I can make a difference in the lives of others, and that is not my job to save people. It's my job to plant God's seed,
Amen.
And that his he's teaching me his word that goes out will accomplish the thing that it's purposed to do.
Amen.
So that's my testimony. God is great, awesome, wonderful, and all of that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's take one. Thank you, by the way, Cheryl. From this side of the room, we're going to split it up. I'll get back to you, Brother Chris. I seen your hand. This side is no songs to sing or praise God or... Okay, Barb. I knew I could coerce somebody in this.
Well, this is my testimony. I had a stroke 26 years ago, and the Lord watched me, drew himself to me, and I got saved a long time ago because he drew himself to me,
Amen.
And I'm so happy. And, you know, I delight in the Lord.
Amen.
And I want to say,
That's all right. Take your time. Take your time.
Just a minute.
Take your time. Okay, the service is over. Let's pray.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Amen. What number is that?
273.
273? I was just teasing you, you know.
Yeah.
We still got a lot of time to go. 243. Okay. 273 was?
Then I heard my Savior speak.
And it's something, by the way, when we go to our prayer closet every day, that's one of the things we ought to be praying about every day. Fill my cup, Lord, and fill me up, Lord. Pour your grace out. Fill me with your grace. Fill me to overflowing. Wonderful song. Thank you, Lord. Brother Chris.
Yes. Let me give my testimony first. I told the story to many of you, but the last 60 days that I spent from June 11th to August 11th at my brother's in San Francisco, actually my half-brother, was a great time. Even the work was not a burden. I just did what I could for the day. I was alone, but not lonely. I was kept company by the Lord and by some mice and some roaches. And it was a little uncomfortable sleeping there the first 2 weeks until I cleared the space and made it my own. But there are so many things I could talk about. I won't go into it. We wouldn't have the service over by now. But he met me in such a perfect way. So many things, even down to the last box that I had was the last box that I needed. I ran out of tape at the last box. I mean, just things like that I took note of, and I'm sure there were other things that happened that I didn't notice, but I was trying to be keenly aware of God's hand in everything. I missed a couple of buses, and that was frustrating, but then I thought, well, I just go the next hour. Not a big deal. And then every time I learned patience, as a pastor has mentioned, let's learn patience. By when I dropped things, I used to get more frustrated because it was such a long way down to the floor. Then I just saw it as an opportunity to stretch. So I obviously needed to bend myself and move around more, so I'd pick it up and I wouldn't get upset. It can be a scary place there because there's a lot of sirens going all the time, day and night. And there's a lot of people screaming in the streets. And there's a lot of people that are angry and a lot of people that confront you and ask you for money or demand money. One lady asked me for $40 to pay her copay so she could get her medication. I said, "How much was that?" And she said, "$40. If it's an increment of 20, you know something's up. Because $20 is their hit. That's what it costs to get their high. And anyway, he just met me on so many levels and kept me safe, kept me fearless, kept me company, and it all worked out. And I was the last guy to have done what I did, but he gave me the strength to do it. Because just to look at it, the mess that was there, he was a hoarder. I couldn't do that in my own strength, but he just kept me going day to day. I'd sleep on a little foam mat, get up, do it all over again. Sometimes I put in hours of 12, minimum of 12 hours. One time I did 18 hours, and I was literally walking around like a drunk man, bumping into things and tripping, and so I said, all right, it's time to lay down. But anyway, he just got very close to him, and he was very close to me. That's what he said. He said, "Come near to me, I'll come near to you."
Yes, sir.
And it was a really blessed time. So I want to sing, "It Is Well With My Soul." Because in the beginning, I didn't think it was well with my soul, looking at the nest. But within a week, he had my mind fixed.
Amen.
Great. Wow. Thank you.
417. Huh? Hymn number 417. Stand on this one. Everybody stand.
Whatever my lot, I'm out of
said goodbye to each other. Amen. I didn't know that it was goodbye, but that was our last big hug and tears.
It just proves a point. You know, we should spend more time telling each and every one of how much we love each other, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. All right, this side of the room. Who wants to sing a song? Marge.
That's 676, Face to Face.
Good song. Do you have a testimony?
I said, when I first got saved, the doctrine of eternal security was such a blessing to me, because growing up in the Catholic Church, you never knew from day to day, even if you went to confession, that you were sinless and going to heaven.
Yes, ma'am.
When I got saved, a lot of family members, friends, and even people I would witness to would mock me and say, oh, you can't know you're going to heaven for sure. And you know, no matter how I would show biblical references, it just didn't register. Well, anyway, that was so precious to me, knowing that I could be face to face with my Savior. I already have that etched on my tombstone to show my family and friends that this is what I need, and it's true. And
Amen. That's wonderful. This was one of the very first songs when I first started song leading 30 years ago that the pianist taught me.
I said, actually, I have With Christ My Savior, face to face.
Is that right? I'm just going to get a big arrow on my point. That's all. Enough said. Let me see. We stood for that last song. We'll remain seated. 676, Face to Face.
Go ahead. 790, God is still on the throne.
Amen.
790.
this man.
No matter what's going on around us, he's in control.
Amen.
Oh,
Okay, on this side of the room. Brother Sam, thank you.
I want to pick number 432, So I Never Give Up. And this was written by Fanny Crosby. And I looked a long time ago to find a history behind this hymn, but I could never find it. There's never any account of why she wrote this or when or anything like that. But it seems to me that if anyone would give such advice, I know there's other saints that endured a lot of hardship. She was certainly qualified for that.
Amen.
I think it's a good testimony to her faith in God and a good message for us.
Amen. She has always, pardon me, she has always been my favorite. One of my favorite songwriters. What a remarkable, remarkable woman.
Amen.
Never Give Up. Let's all stand. We'll sing this. Stand. you guys are really belting out tonight. It's wonderful. That's a good, you know those old hymns, they just never get old. None of them, they never get old. All right, let's get back to this side of the room. Who is Brother Brian, or son, Brother Son or Brother Brian?
Well, I'd just like to thank the Lord for these songs.
Amen.
Good godly songs mean a lot to me. They've played a huge role in my life. I wish I could say I got saved from that day. I served the Lord wholeheartedly, but I definitely had plenty of ups and downs, and even times where I ran from God, even mad at Him. And I can tell you, during those times, during the darkest times when God was dealing with me, out of nowhere a hymn would come, and I'd be finding myself singing a hymn for no apparent reason. And God would spark something in me, and He'd draw me back to that. And I know when I came to this church, when He finally was just really dealing with me, I came about with a song. And remember just singing these songs for no reason, but then just yelling out to God, like, what is it, you know, what do you want me to do? I got to do something here, because I know I'm not doing what you want me to. And next thing you know, He had me listening to preaching, and just the way, you know, godly music has always been a tool that God has used in my life to keep him in my heart, in my mind, and to draw me to Him. And, you know, each of these songs, it's fun to sing them, but you get to reading these words.
Amen. Amen.
It's like every one of them. They're like all many servants to me. I was talking to Barb this morning, and I was just thinking, you're singing that song about God's grace and His love. And I think about that, and I know who He is and what He's done for me. I think of who I am.
Yes.
When those two thoughts collide, it just breaks my heart. But I'm thankful that God loved me through it all. Got me to a good church family, and for the friends I have here, and for Him bringing a pastor here, and knowing that every service we have good Bible preaching, and
yes, sir.
Knowing along with it we have songs like this, and I'm so thankful for the way people sing in this church.
Amen.
There's something about the way, you know, Pastor was talking about this morning about going to that little church that he got saved in, and how people sang differently. I feel that here. I feel, you know, there's been plenty of heartache in this church in this past year, and still every service, when we open our hymnal and we sing, and man, it feels, especially when I get to be up there leading music, it is a slice of heaven. It's hard to get through the song when you're up there hearing the chorus sing to you.
Amen.
It really is. I'm just thankful for godly music. And I want to sing one of my favorite hymns, page 388, The Haven of Rest.
Amen. Amen.
Burn with sin and distress.
here. It's just a little slice of heaven. You know, really, it just truly is. And also one thing Brian said, and it just brought me back to the day we walked into this church. You know, when I walked in here, I knew I was home. I knew I was home. And I tell you what, you couldn't get me out of here with a lever. No way. I love this little church, and I love the spirit in this church, and I love the people in this church.
Amen.
All sweet, sweet spirit in this place. There truly is. Okay. This side of the room. Who wants that? Who's got a song they want to pick? I'm going to call on somebody pretty soon. I'm going to call on somebody. Okay, Grandpa. That's right.
375. Yes.
Do you have a testimony, young fella?
My heart. Changed my life.
Yes, he did.
And I'm very thankful for that.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Oh,
Hey, we're going to see him soon.
Amen.
That's three amens to the whole congregation. We're going to see the Lord soon.
Amen.
That's a little bit better. All right, this side of the church. My dear, sweet, darling daughter-in-law.
Keep going. just a song that Jason and his grandfather sang last week, Thank You, Lord, I Wanted to Know If He'd Be.
Oh,
so kind to play that.
Good song.
Not to put y'all.
Oh, no, that was him and his. Oh, okay. I know
while
what
you're at it, go ahead and sing it.
Yeah, if you can sing
it. You want to sing it too, Brian?
I can, but I mean, you guys did pretty good.
I
do you?
I know the words. We copied it last week.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yeah. stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue.
Come up and sing My Savior's Love if you'd quit crying.
Oh, amen.
448 in the songbook. All three of us did that one. We did it slow. Remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 4:48. We did the first verse together, right? To the chorus. First verse, chorus. Second verse, I sang it. Third verse, he sang it. Fourth verse, you sang it. He's got the yellow one, Sam. I did the first verse. Yep.
Stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous,
to be in church tonight and sing these songs out to God and our Savior. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Yes. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and close out. Brother Jim Bush, can you close us in prayer, brother?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the night, Lord. Thank you for the songs we sang, Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you so much for what you've done for us, for the church, Lord, and amen. For us individually, Lord. Lord, save us all, Lord, amen. From our own self. Lord, we just thank you for these things, Lord. Just give us the graces we need here tonight, Lord. Give us safety as we go home. Lord, let us have the fellowship after, Lord. Lord, just let us praise you while we're doing it, Lord. And Lord, this is why we're here, Lord, to sing to you and give you praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord, all, Lord. And bless your holy name. Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to invite everybody to stay. We got some refreshments downstairs, and we'll go down there and enjoy some time together. So, I'm dismissed, and hope to see you downstairs. Amen.